Trumos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, 5-5. Yet another Mishnah talking about mixtures of Chulin and Truma. Here we have a case of Sa Truma. You have one unit of Truma, Shenafla Lamea, that falls into 100 units of Chulin. Textbook case of Bittul, and everything should be okay. But what happens if Higbia, you take that one unit out, that you have to get to the Kohen, and now the Kohen's going to treat it as if it's Truma, but we know that really what it came from already is the status of Bittul and has a din of chulin, meaning the very same container of 101, let's say, that a czar could eat from, so the Kohen will eat from it. So really, we're treating it as chulin. The thing is, though, once we give it to the Kohen, he treats it as truma, as we said before. And in fact, we know there is some tiny portion of truma in what we give the Kohen. So what happens if v'nafla makom acher? What happens if the piece, the one saw that we give to the Kohen, which he is eating as if it were truma, betahara, etc. What happens if that, I'll call it, for lack of a better term at the minute, rabbinic truma, falls into another container of chulin? Does that rabbinic truma, which came from a source which you know was chulin and is in fact only, let's say, one part in 101 comprised of what was originally truma, does that also cause a dimua mixture? So Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, it does. Rabbi Eliezer is l'shita so, he's consistent. He holds that we assume that the very unit that comes out from the mix is the unit that fell in. It's a chumrah. And that being the case, we assume that one saw fell in, and therefore when you take the one saw and give it back to the Kohen, we assume the worst, that the entire unit that's given back to the Kohen is all truma. And that being the case, when that is given back to the Kohen, if it refalls into a second batch of chulin, it will be, as Rabbi Eliezer Omer, midama'as ketruma vadai. It will create a new dimua mixture, as if what fell in was 100% pure, unadulterated truma. In other words, the case is, one unit of truma falls into 100 units of chulin, you take one out, give it back to the Kohen treats it as truma. Rabbi Eliezer says, you assume it is truma, through and through, and that being the case, if that what you give to the Kohen falls into a second batch of chulin, you'll need to have 100 units of chulin in the second batch in order to make the whole mixture of 101 permissible to a non-Kohen. And again, of course, you take one out to give it back to the Kohen, but the point is, if there's less than 100 units in the second batch of chulin, the entire mixture becomes now forbidden to a czar and non-Kohen, and all 101 will have to be given sold to a Kohen. The Chacham, however, disagree. They do not hold the Rabbi Eliezer's Chumrah. They say, listen, this is only a tiny fraction of this that we're giving back to the Kohen contains Truma, and therefore it shouldn't be able to create a Meduma mixture as unadulterated Truma should. That being the case, they say, Eina Medumas El Lefi Cheshbon. It can only create a Meduma mixture of Chulin and Truma to the extent that there is truma contained in what fell into the second batch of chulin. So there's two ways to understand this. According to the Rambam, what it means is this. You have to make a calculation, a cheshbon, how much truma can be assumed to, real truma, exists inside this unit that's been given back to the Kohen. So let me use just different numbers to make things simple. Let's assume for argument's sake that originally you had 999 liters of chulin. Let's assume it's liquid to make it really simple. Okay? And of, let's say, wine. And one, it's all chulin. And now 1 liter of truma wine falls in. So now you have 1,000 liters. It's 999 to one. So of course that's sufficient. It's way more than 100 to one. And therefore the mixture is all considered to be permissible to a non-Kohen. However, you have to take 1 liter out and give it back to a Kohen, because that was his financial rights to at least 1 liter of truma. What you give back to him came from the batch, which is permissible to a non-Kohen, but now that we give it to the Kohen, he treats it as truma. Now, we know that since it was one part against 999, that means one part in 1,000 is real truma from the mixture. So if it had originally 999 liters, and you added 1 more liter for 1,000 liters, and you pull one of those liters out to give back to the Kohen. So one part in 1,000 of that liter or just 1 milliliter, 1/1000th of a liter, that you give back to the Kohen, that's all that's real truma. The other 999 milliliters of what you give back to the Kohen is chulin. So if that wine that you give back to the Kohen falls into a second batch of chulin, so how much truma is actually falling back into the chulin? Just 1 milliliter. And that being the case, the Rambam understands, in the numbers I described, as long as that liter of what you gave to the Kohen, which is 999 milliliters chulin and 1 milliliter truma, as long as you have 100 times against the truma component in the second batch of chulin, in other words, you have just 100 milliliters of chulin in the second batch, then the truma that falls in is annulled. So that means, according to my numbers, if you had 100 milliliters in the second container of chulin and 1 liter of this, what you gave to the Kohen as truma, falls in, so you now have, you'll have a total of 1,100 milliliters, but in fact, you only have 1 milliliter of truma against 100 units of the new chulin. That will be sufficient to make the whole mixture of 1,100 milliliters permissible to non-Kohen. You'll still have to pull 1 liter back out again and give that to the Kohen for economic reasons. You owe it to him as Mamon HaShevet that belongs to the Kohanim. The mixture and what remains, the last 100, if you will, that's left behind, is all still permissible to a non-Kohen because what fell in was 100 to 1 again. So it was mevutal, it was annulled. That's the Rambam's explanation. He, however, is alone. Most everyone else of the Rishonim understand that it doesn't matter what is in the second container. Since what already came out of the first container already was mevutal in 100 to 1, so it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as creating a meduma mixture a second time, because the very same stuff, which the very container that the non-Kohen is eating from, is where that came from. So it's still permissible. So according to the Rosh and the other Rishonim, it doesn't create a meduma mixture a second time. But the Rambam says again that you need to have 100 times against the truma component of what fell in. Meaning, according to the Rambam, you don't consider the chulin component of what fell in. You only look at the chulin component of what it fell into against the truma component of what fell in. Okay, the halacha is like the chachamim for sure, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, it's lefi cheshbon. As far as what that means, if we consider requiring 100 times against the truma portion, like the Rambam, or not, that is a bit of an open question.